In a fast-changing economic environment, HSBC's global network and local expertise leads the way in helping businesses meet their growth potential by connecting our customers to opportunities the world over. HSBC is on the ground in 71 countries and territories. Trade is in our DNA. To register for our next webinar, Forging Ahead, Global Trends for 2017 and Beyond, search online for HSBC Webinar or click the banner on your screen. HSBC, where ambition connects with opportunity.
How Amazon gets its holiday hires up to speed in 2 days.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. In New York, I'm Jennifer Strong. To prepare for the flood of holiday orders already underway, retail giant Amazon is using technology ranging from touchscreens to robots to shrink the time it takes to train new hires to as little as 2 days. Joining us now with the story is the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens. Laura, you say this compares with up to 6 weeks for a conventional warehouse job.
Right. Well, I mean, warehouses have been around forever, basically. And Amazon, though, has taken it to a new level. So they actually are hiring some of the most employees of any retailer this holiday season. They're hiring 120,000 U.S. warehouse workers. And as part of that effort to get those guys up to speed quickly so that they can pick and pack and ship your orders, they're using a lot of technology to speed that process. They use a lot of hands-on training, getting people out onto the floor quickly. And that's something, you know, as safely as possible, of course. And that's something that traditional warehouses might have you spending some time in the classroom learning or some other things that are a little less effective compared to what Amazon has found.
Amazon needs to grow its warehouse labor force by 40% during the holiday shopping season. And you say it's up against a tight labor market as it competes with other retailing giants like Walmart.
Right. Well, so their total employee base is about 300,000 right now. And so adding that 120,000, just the U.S. alone of seasonal workers increases its workforce by 40%. And they're definitely in a tight labor market right now. A lot of these areas, they have lots of warehouses built around each other because UPS or FedEx might have a hub nearby. So Walmart, Target, you know, everybody's actually competing for the same worker pool. So if you can make that process of training as efficient as possible, plus perhaps even use some of those cost savings that you get from getting people up to speed quickly to offer a little bit of a higher wage, that might give you a competitive advantage in that market.
Something interesting I learned from reading your piece, the newest of these Amazon warehouses, which are filled with robots, require a higher headcount, actually, than the older sites because the greater efficiency allows them to process even more orders, and that's still a human task.
Right. Well, it was really fascinating. That was something I learned when I actually visited one of their fulfillment centers in DuPont, Washington. And when I was there, you know, I was seeing this massive yellow robot arm lift pallets up to the second floor and these little, you know, orange pallet-sized robots that were whizzing around with shelves and pallets on them. And that's where I learned that actually you do have to have more humans there because those robots can pull orders really quickly, bring the shelves over to the workers, but then the workers themselves still have to pick it off the shelves, put it into a container to get it ready for shipping, and then people still are actually the ones packing all the boxes. So, you know, they'll scan the item that they're going to put in the box for you. The screen flashes the box size to use, and then a machine actually spits out automatically the piece of tape that you need. So there's lots of human jobs still to accompany these robots because anytime you have the robots involved, it gets way more efficient.
Interesting. So what you're saying is when I order a toothbrush and it comes in a box the size of a microwave, that's actually a human?
I mean, I believe that it's supposed to come in the smaller box or the smallest box possible for that. But yes, that would still be a human packing it.
So you also say Amazon is quickly growing its full-time ranks, keeping about 14% of last year's seasonal help on full-time afterwards. What types of perks are they offering to help folks stay around?
Yeah, well, you know, they are pretty competitive on wages. They typically pay more than an average retail job. And then another thing that they do is they're offering prepaid tuition to anybody who stays on for more than a year. So a lot of different companies are looking at ways to retain warehouse workers because it's a sector that sees huge turnover usually. Some of the supply chain experts I was talking to said that warehouses can actually, you know, have an average of maybe 8 to 10 weeks that an employee stays on and turn over very quickly. So anything that you can do to actually attract workers to stay on full time is hugely helpful.
What else should we know about this story?
You know, as I started looking at Amazon's warehouse operations, I was talking to some supply chain experts, and a lot of them were saying that Amazon, you know, is one of the leaders in this field of implementing technology in their warehouses. And part of that's because Amazon has so many. So they actually built 26 new warehouses this year, and that brings their total to about 150 worldwide. And as part of that, because they have so many warehouses, they can actually, anytime they introduce a new efficiency measure or some way to train employees that's more efficient, that gets multiplied across all of their warehouses. So any small little changes they're able to make to get a worker on the floor, you know, getting them trained quickly, safely, efficiently, that will just multiply and save them money across all of their different warehouses. And they do have a lot more than a lot of different retailers. Walmart, for example, has built about 10 big e-commerce warehouses recently. They also have 80 stores that ship from store and then a lot of other store warehouses. But, you know, compared to Amazon, Amazon's building a lot of new warehouses every year.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens joining us from San Francisco. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And thank you for listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. In New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.
Want to retire rich? Check out the Watching Your Wealth podcast for everything you need to know about building your wealth and protecting your money. Only on WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.